Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hi, and welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. We are your hosts, Carlene Higgins and Jill Dunn, two beauty editors turned beauty podcasters, and we are back with another banga.
Hey, Carlene. Yes, we are indeed. And, you know, we are putting our magazine editor hats on for a moment. You know, new year, new hair color. That's definitely a headline we would have written in our magazine days for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, I know people kind of take the piss out of the new year, new you idea, but at the same time, we all know hair transformations are really one of the most fun ways to like signal a new era coming in.
Yeah.
Right.
Just take control. Everything is chaotic right now. So like dyeing your hair feels like you're in control of your life, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like a healthy way of doing that. Mm-hmm. So that's our topic of the day today. Let's wash away 2023, get a fresh start. I'm here for that. And I'm really excited to introduce our guest today. His name is Matt Rez.
So he's the LA-based global celebrity color ambassador for Moroccan Oil. And Moroccan Oil actually invited us to New York to chat with Matt. He's world renowned in terms of like who he's working with, but he also created a whole technique. It's called midlights. It's kind of like highlights and lowlights. Now we're talking about midlights, which he's going to explain.
Matt has worked with celebrities like Adele, Hailey Bieber, Chrissy Teigen, Kendall Jenner, and his work has been featured in major magazines like Vogue, Allure, Vanity Fair. And of course, he's worked on numerous red carpet looks as well. He's kind of the new go-to for hair color, right?
Yeah. And I mean, you stayed a few extra days in New York, Carlene, because you actually got to sit in Matt's chair. And this whole interaction with Matt and the desire to have him on the pod was because you met him back in the summer and you were like, I learned so much from him that I had not heard before. We absolutely need to get him on the mic. What transpired?
Yes. So the last time when he did my hair in New York, we went more bronze. So that's like brunette blonde. And then the time before in the summer, he actually used a demi-permanent hair color, like this cream version that he used to cover my roots. And that was actually really cool because I do have a lot of gray. So just the fact that a demi-permanent did cover them was kind of mind-blowing to me. And he introduced me to the idea of how that would create less like banding, things like that. So he just had so many great tips on how to transition to gray, how to cover gray on brown hair. That's the kind of predicament I'm always dealing with. So he just was there with the tips, and that's really what inspired me to want to get him on the pods. But yeah, just like he definitely knows what he's doing. He's very technical. When he was doing that highlighting and using the demi-permanent, when he was talking to his assistant, it was hilarious. It was almost like they were speaking another language. He's like, you're going to take the 6 and the 5 and the 4.5, and then I want you to do that. It was so technical. It was like a hair scientist, I swear, doing my hair color. So given that Matt is the hair colorist of the moment, Who else better to ask about the biggest hair color trends he's seeing coming down the pike for 2024? In our chat today, Matt is going to talk to us about the looks that are inspiring him right now, whether we're still doing balayage, whether cowboy copper is still a thing, and the one trend he predicts will be making a big comeback.
I also appreciated that he dropped a lot of products that are in his kit, including the one hair mask that blew him away so much that he literally can't be without it. He stocks up on it, and it's from a brand that I hadn't heard about in a long while. So I am obsessed. So welcome to the podcast, Matt Rez.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Subscribe so you don't miss any of the amazing conversations to come. New episodes of With Wit are available every Tuesday on all platforms.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Way. So something happened over the holidays that I need to let you know about. Way launched their new hair gloss, and I was one of the first people to get to try it. Happy to report that it's now the newest member of my healthy hair routine. And many of you know that I've been on this journey for several months now. I've tried a lot of different styling products and treatments, and this one is definitely doing it for me. I think I know why. The key ingredients are hyaluronic acid and rice water. And rice water, as it turns out, is one of those ancient practices used in Japan to help keep hair long and strong and healthy. They've probably been doing this for hundreds of years. I'm not a big DIYer, so you're not going to catch me, you know, straining rice and trying to get that protein water at home. I'm happy to take Way's hair gloss. I just use it in place of conditioner. I separate my hair into sections, use like a pea-sized amount for each section, and I always just use my fingers in the shower so I don't create too much breakage. So run it through from mid-strand to ends, and then I comb it through from the roots to the ends and wait like 5 minutes, rinse it out. After rinsing it, you start to feel that silkiness, and I definitely noticed after blow-drying, it's just so much shinier. And my hair color actually looked more vibrant as well. And just as a bonus, it actually helps prevent heat damage for up to 450 degrees. So it's like a 2-in-1, which I love. Now, if you're a Way fan like we are, you're definitely going to want to use our promo code. You know, whether it's the detox shampoo that you use every week, I know I do, maybe it's a candle, or maybe you want to try the gloss for yourself. Give your hair a glow up with Ouai. Go to theouai.com and use promo code beauty15 for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code beauty15. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our website. And now back to our guests.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast, Matt. First of all, you went to the Beyonce hair care launch and concert. What can you share with us, if anything?
Yeah, we were invited to go. It was really fun. It was my partner and I. We went to the concert. They had like a nice suite. We got to hang with the crew and I met Miss Tina, her mom.
You
did? Really
sweet.
Nice. Yeah, it was really cool.
Well, I'm hopeful that we know more about her hair care launch soon because it makes so much sense. Like her mom was a hairstylist or had a salon in Houston. And like, I just think what she's going to bring to the space is so interesting.
Yeah, no, totally. I think that she has, from what I understand, like a very, she's passionate about hair and healthy hair.
Yeah.
And we rolled up and it was like late and like my face was falling apart at this point. It was like, and so she walks in and she had a friend of mine who works with the brand was like, I want to introduce you to her. So she took me over. She's like, Miss Tina, this is Matt, a colorist that we want to work with. And she's like, boy, aren't you gorgeous? And I was like, thanks. So are you. And then I go in the bathroom 2 minutes later and like my whole face, like my eyeliner was coming off. Everything was just like tore up and it was nice. It was nice to hear that from her.
Oh,
you gotta love it when the moms flirt. So clearly we creeped your Instagram. And one of the things it says in your bio is inventor of the mid lights.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like we need to explain what this is.
Yeah.
What is it?
Okay. So a mid light is the color that connects your base to your highlight.
Okay.
So it's that in-between color that it's like a secondary color that I use in a weaving pattern and a special placement that connects the base to the highlight.
Yeah.
So it creates more like a seamless transition from dark to light.
I love that. I feel like this is the major key to making things look more dimensional and natural. So
not to be mistaken with highlights or lowlights. It's the midlight.
The midlights, everybody. Get into it.
In between.
Okay. So we've just kicked off a brand new year. Matt, what hair color trend do you think we should definitely leave behind in 2023?
Probably red.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Okay. You've had enough of it?
Not like enough of it, but it's been done over and over. So it's like, it's beautiful. I love a nice redhead, but I think it's just like, there's a whole thing of red. And then I think that's probably not going to continue into the new year.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. I think it's a hot color, but it's like a flash. Like it's like people get into it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, I can't be arsed to maintain it. And they move on.
The maintenance of red is a lot.
Yeah,
okay.
Got it.
Okay, but what do you think is going to be big in 2024 then? What's your crystal ball prediction?
I say solids, like more solid colors.
Yeah.
Especially brunette. Yeah. I think brunettes are going to have a really good year next year.
Oh, thank God. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
So like moving away blonde, from like... We have the redheads. Now we're going to have... Yeah. Brunettes are going to be a thing next year.
So moving away from all the like highlights and balayage.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Lower maintenance.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, during COVID, no one got their hair done. Then... kind of like after the fact, like everyone came to the salon and needed to do the most.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh wait, it was kind of nice not having that maintenance.
Yeah.
And so it's going to trend, like, I think it's going to trend over to that again.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good to know. Any particular like shade of brown or brunette that you're vibing with that you...
We need a buzzword. What's the cowboy copper of brunette?
Cowboy copper. You know, I'm so bad at naming stuff.
Oh, come on. We can do it.
I really get asked all the time and I'm like, Megan, I don't know what to come up with.
We need a word.
Somebody help.
Okay. We're going to brew on this. I am curious though, because I feel like with balayage and highlights and all that, the whole purpose was to make hair look more like dimensional and like faking a sunlight, you know, faking that there are lights on you. So what do you think would make that attractive to people, the solid color? Like, is there something they would have to be doing to make it shiny and just like gorgeous?
Yeah, I think glosses are really important for that.
Yeah.
You know, when you want to keep your hair shiny, if you're truly just one color, reflection is what's going to make it look dimensional.
Right.
Yeah.
And so having a little bit of like the shine in there, of course.
Yeah.
And you know, I love Moroccan oil glosses. So
yeah.
I think they're super shiny. And
they have an at-home one, like a clear gloss,
the masks,
too.
Yeah. There's masks. Yeah. It's like a direct deposit. There's clear and then there's some that are pigmented for different colors. I think the maintenance at home is important. And listen, I say solid doesn't it could read solid, but it could have like the very fine wisps of little lights in there. But collectively, it reads more of a solid than like a dimensional high-low, high-low.
Right. Yeah, right.
So
I actually love that idea. So getting back to the, it has been for 2023, I almost said 2003. For 2023, it really was about reds and, you know, it was the cowboy copper, Ella Emrata. It was the cinnamon cookie butter for Hailey Bieber, which we saw on your Instagram feed. Chrissy Teigen. What considerations come into play when you're doing red? Like for skin tone, you know, all those people I mentioned have such different skin tones. Mm-hmm. How do you like navigate that?
Well, I feel like when it comes to hair color, I always say like the level of the color should be determined on the eye color. So how light or dark your eye is or eye color is, is how light or dark your hair color should be or could be. And when it comes to tone, I go off of like skin tone. So sometimes it looks great when it's complementary, like it's like the complementary color, you know, of the tone.
Yeah.
If you're like warm skin tone and then you do like a cool tone color, not necessarily does that work.
Yeah.
So it just depends. It's like one of those things. It's like a feeling. I have to look at it.
Yeah.
And then it just comes to me.
Right.
It's hard for me to like say, okay, this is great for these people.
Yeah.
And this is, you know what I mean? It's like there's so many subtleties in that too, because even skin doesn't have the same exact tone everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you could be a little pink around the cheek, but then you're like a little bit more like, I don't know, like neutral in other places. So collectively, it's hard to say this works for these people. It's just like one of those things I have to see and feel.
I know. And I feel like this is like an untapped market or something. It's like in this day and age with apps, it's like you should be able to consult and charge for that online, where it's just like, give me a consultation. Like that's what everybody, that's what people's questions are, is just like, what should I do?
Yeah.
What should I do with my hair?
Yeah.
They could have 5 minutes like a cameo with Matt.
I could just quit doing hair and just do consults.
Yes.
Like remote consults.
Yeah, but that's only part of it though, because as we know, you're going to be taking that those instructions, for lack of a better term, to your colorist, and it could all fall apart.
Yeah.
Even if you're like, use XYZ, lighten with this number five and that, it's just like, it's all in the artistry, right?
Yeah.
And so the consults, you could tell them what they would look best in, but...
Okay.
Then whatever.
So don't invest in my app yet, everybody.
No, it's just, it's interesting you say that about like taking something somewhere, because I get asked all the time, like hairdressers will write me like, what's the formula? I'm like, formula is great to know for direction, but each person you have to customize to. It depends what you're starting with, you know, and that's something that's lost. And I feel like it's so important to trust your hair expert that you go to, your colorist, stylist, and like let them take the idea and like make it more like custom for you know, instead of trying to emulate exactly what somebody else did.
The paint by numbers is just never going to look good. It really isn't.
And that's true,
the whole artistry,
you're forcing it, like you're forcing something. If it's you might, it might be a great idea, but then you put it on somebody and they're like, I don't know if I want that.
And if people are doing that red look, what are your best tips for maintaining it, in terms of like, do you need to invest in like a water filter for your shower, or certain shampoos or ingredients that you look out for or avoid? Like,
why does it fade so fast?
Basically, what I say to anybody who wants to go red, one of the most important things, what is your commitment time?
Yeah.
Because if it's something you want to try and you're not 100% sure, I go the gloss route. I'm like, do a gloss because it fades, you know, and you don't have to commit long term. If it's for somebody who's like doing a role, for example, I won't use a permanent red on them. I'll slightly lighten their base and I'll just gloss them red. If it's somebody who's like, nope, I'm going to commit, I'm all in, then we'll use a permanent red.
Right.
But all hair color fades. And what's important is to refresh in the salon and at home.
Yeah.
Shampoos, obviously, like if they're made for colored hair, you're most, you know, mostly safe. You know, if it's sulfate free and it's not like too fragrancy, I feel like a lot of products that are very fragrant can make color fade faster.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Never heard that before.
Yeah. Something with like, I don't know if it's alcohol, the amount of alcohol that it has to have for fragrance. And I love some of these products myself, but it just, it's like one of those things, like you get a great result, but you know, it's not the most color.
Right.
Friendly.
Yeah.
But it's great.
That's
on
like
the
skincare.
Yeah.
It smells great, but if it breaks you out, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give and
take. Interesting.
Yeah.
Does it stain hair, the red?
Red can, yeah.
So like, could it be hard to go back? It's
harder to get
or
out.
Whatever?
Yeah. No. Okay. It's definitely harder to get out. Like if you're a blonde and you're going to go red, you need to know that like getting it out is not like, okay, we're just going to throw something on and get it all out. You know, it does stain.
Yeah.
But again, go the gloss route because if you do want to get out of it, it's a lot easier than removing permanent color out of hair.
I am so curious about those color depositing masks that you mentioned, because I've tried those in the past and I thought they worked well on my brunette hair, but I've never tried like a red. Would that work on somebody like me to make it look a little hint of red or what?
Yeah.
It would.
A suggestion for anybody using those masks, they're direct deposits, and direct deposit color grabs differently based on the hair. So if your porosity is different from root to end, you might get a little bit of a not consistent result.
Yeah.
So the best way to do any direct deposit, what's great about Moroccan is that they have the clear. So grab the shade that you want and then mix in with the clear.
Okay.
The first round, just do a little bit of that to get a little bit more evenness. And then you can intensify it. You can start to like put a little less clear in it and more of the actual color that you want. And you can do it like that at home. Yeah. I wouldn't go straight to whatever color because what if it grabs a little?
You know? Well, you're like, oh, bitch, I have dry ends. And now I really know. Now the whole world is going to know. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like also 2023 was the year of the lob again. And a lot of that was like going to that, like a starker color to make it more graphic, I think, like a blonde going to brunette or whatever. Like, what do blondes need to know if they're, because I'm from the camp where I'm a brunette and have swung to blonde, and it took years to get it to stay and not turn orange and like get it blended to look more natural. But if you're going the other way, what is that experience like? Is it,
ooh, I like that question. You know? Yeah, that's actually a really good question, because the first thing to want to know is like, do you want this color to end up being on the warmer side? Like a warmer dark, you want to be on the cooler dark, you want to be in the neutral world, depending on obviously like skin tone and, you know, all that. But preference is important too. And I think when you're going from light to dark, you need to fill the hair first. And traditionally what we do is like, we'll like use something that's red based to get a blonde to like have some pigment before we start putting things in it, other colors over it. And I've always been like, wait a minute, if you want to be on the cooler side, do not fill with warmth. And I know colorists will listen to this, be like, what is he talking about? But I don't do that, because no matter what you do, you will still have a little bit of like a warm reflection. It might not be warm in color necessarily, but there's that underglow, like in certain lights where you'll see that reddish undertone.
Yeah.
So I like to fill with neutrals in that case, if somebody wants to go darker.
Okay.
So I would say know like which direction you want to go to. Like, do you want to be on the ashier side or on the warmer side of the dark? If that's the question, right?
Yeah.
And then have your colorist, you know, get you there in the right way.
Yeah. Okay.
Go in steps. That's another good, go in steps. Like, you think you want to be dark? I have so many blondes that come in, I want to go dark. I'm like, okay. And like, we'll do it, but I'll take them like two levels at a time.
Right.
And there's so many times like, well, I don't think it's dark enough. I'm like, okay, let's do it again.
Yeah.
I'd rather that than then go all the way and someone freaks out because they're so used to seeing themselves light.
Yeah. Because again, to go back.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Go slow.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
Okay.
So what's your vibe when it comes to blondes? What's inspiring you personally for blondes right now?
I love. Okay. So we were talking about this like dimensional thing not happening anymore. I think in blondes, I love when there's multi-tonal and color results.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, I like to work with their natural base color. I don't like to wipe that out.
Right.
Because it actually, like, I think everybody has their color that they're born with or come into this world with for a reason. Like, it works really well. But you can enhance, like, if you want to be blonde, but keep that in there as your background. I guess for blondes, it's your question, like, I like a dimensional blonde.
Yeah.
I could do a bleach and tone, a solid, like for a very specific look. But generally speaking, I like to keep different tones and colors in a blonde.
Right.
Yeah. Would you say is the most common photo that like your A-list clients bring in as inspiration? Are they bringing in like Jennifer Aniston's hair color from the 90s? Mm-hmm. Or is there anything you see, oh, this again? Or
yeah,
because I'm sure they're on Pinterest, like they're us, you know, they're looking for starting points.
You know what's so funny is they actually bring in like, I've seen a lot of like models from the 90s.
Yeah,
they will reference like Knutson or like, you know, somebody from that era of like models. And then they're like, oh, I like this.
Right.
And it's a very specific shot of that person in a very specific light.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so do we want what that looks like in real life?
Right.
Or do we like it?
Right.
What it looks on this image?
Yeah.
And then we go from there.
Okay. And then when it comes to bottle blondes, I know there's a lot of listeners like this, and I just have been on a journey myself. What are three absolute must do's and don'ts if you've bleached too hard and you've fried your hair?
I would say be cautious of heat. Try to air dry your hair as much as you can. Avoid heat being one. I know this is like such an old thing, but like coconut oil.
Okay.
I love coconut oil.
Really? Oh,
okay. It can repair hair. Like, like you just warm up a little bit in the microwave and you put it on like a damp hair and it let it sit in like a treatment. Like over the summers, it's great. If you're if you're going into waters, it's great.
Yeah.
So always have something in your hair. If you're going to be in the ocean, if you're going to be in a pool, oil and water separate.
Right.
So it'll protect your hair and it'll treat it the same time.
Oh, so how do you actually apply the coconut oil in your hair? Because I imagine
it
can be
root
a bit
to tip or just ends? Or
mids to ends, I would say. Yeah. And you know, it's like virgin. It comes kind of like, it's like thick. So I'd put like a tablespoon if you're going to be in like the ocean.
Yeah.
You're going to be just kind of like hanging out. You don't want your hair to be greasy. Maybe a teaspoon on damp hair and just kind of work it like mids to end. You can even use like a brush or a comb to get it through. And then just let it sit for the day.
I love
everyone that. Everyone has access to that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, because water does get into the cuticle and like make it swell, right?
Yeah.
So
like during COVID, clients' hair got so much better.
Yes.
Even though we were still doing some color here and there, it got better because people didn't show up to things. They weren't getting styled. So heat is a huge part of hair that gets dry. And avoiding heat as much as you can or using a heat protectant when you're, you know, when you're going to get it
100%.
Styled.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I want to follow up, if you don't mind.
Oh, go ahead.
On one thing that you said there, what is the most tactful way to break up with a colorist?
Don't do it on Instagram. Because that's happened to me and it hurts.
Oh my God.
Like they DM'd you?
No, no. Like you'll see someone's like post or whatever. They've been somewhere else. And you're just like, ouch.
Oh.
It's nice to hear it ahead of time, of course. Listen, just being real and honest, be like, look, I've been with you for however long. It's not working for this and this reason, or I want to make a change. And you know, I would love your, maybe, I know it's like who's going to sit there and be like, oh yeah, you're leaving me, but I want to refer you to this person. Yeah. But if somebody had that honest conversation with me, I would say to them, I'm like, you know what? I understand that we did, you know, what we could, but this is a great option for you. Try this person.
Yeah.
And just be honest about it.
Yeah. So don't ghost like I've done.
Yeah.
No, because it's like,
it is hard, right? Because you know this more than anyone.
Yeah.
Like you start to become friends.
Yeah.
And people confide in you.
Yeah.
You're sitting in the chair, could be there for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this literally happened to me before. And I was like, I just don't love my color though.
Yeah.
Like, what can I
You're
do?
Like,
in
I've
this
spent
situation?
X amount of dollars and I haven't loved
it.
Well,
it's not even that. It's just like, I need to have my best, but I still love this person. Like, how do I get out of this situation? You know, but I recently started with a new colorist and she's across town. And I told her from the get-go, I could walk it any day, just so you know, I'm coming in. I'm trying you because I need a new colorist.
Yeah.
But if it starts getting to be a pain in the ass that I'm driving across the city, I'm out. Yeah. And like every time I go in, I just joke with her now. I'm like, well, this is an open relationship.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're trying this.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, I'm out.
That's the best way to be.
You know?
Honesty is everything in that, I think. Because any, like, even if you're going to a hairdresser and you're not happy with the results, I can say one thing about hair people. Like, we do it to satisfy people.
Yeah.
So we're giving it our all. Nobody is just like, yeah, whatever, who cares? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Most, for the most part. And so I think that it's important to be honest with them and be like, listen, like, it's, my hair's damaged, or I don't like my results, or what do you think? You know, give them an option or a chance.
Yeah.
Let them know that you're not happy. See if it gets better.
Yeah.
If it doesn't and it continues to be a thing, then you can just, if it's too difficult, you can write them. You don't have to like tell them in person.
Yeah.
You know, just so that it's cool and you know.
Sometimes I find like I prefer certain color brands mm-hmm. that work better on my hair, and like my one of my colorists, she moved to another salon. They're not using the brand that I like,
yeah.
so
yeah.
it's like that's that. I'm sorry, yeah. but it is what it is.
Yeah.
I had to move on.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that happens.
Well, yeah. it's like when you did my color. We won't get too far into this, but you were sort of convinced me to go the demi route,
yeah.
and I went back to my salon, and they're like, "We don't carry demi permanent color at all," and I
yeah.
was like. Okay, once again, I might walk at any moment.
Yeah.
So.
You're just like, you're just but, PTSD over here. You're yeah, like, listen, yeah. I will
exactly.
leave.
Exactly.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in. Every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Shout out to Macy's. They're one of our show partners this week. So quick question for our Breaking Beauty fam. How many pairs of jeans do you own? I can tell you, I own exactly 6. They're different washes, different lengths, different weights. But up until very recently, every single pair that I owned was a skinny style. And that is until earlier this year, I actually snagged a cute stonewashed straight leg pair, and I was inspired by all the cool girls on Instagram. And let me tell you, it was an adjustment. I just got way too used to skinny jeans being my go-to, that sleek silhouette. It was like a uniform for me. But now I am used to the straight leg life, and I kind of like that more relaxed look. And my skinny jeans are tucked away. And now I've got a craving to sort of like diversify my denim wardrobe even more. And while I'm not sure if I can revisit my Y2K low-rise denim era, I think that's gone forever, or pull off that cargo denim baggy look, I'm definitely inspired to try something new. And I've always been a department store girly when it comes to denim. I mean, I want to test drive a whole bunch of different styles from different brands to get the most flattering fit. And Macy's has a ton of selection that you can order right to your front door or try on in store. Macy's can help you find the cut that feels like you, whether you're after a relaxed straight leg, throwing it back with a 70s flair, here for a boot cut moment, or you're going to keep it subtle with denim logos and patchwork details. There are so many options. And I mean, I'm even thinking about snagging one of those denim chore jackets to sort of double down on denim like I've seen a lot of celebrities do. I mean, all hail the Canadian tuxedo. So for all the denim inspo you need right now, visit Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Once again, that's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. We'll link to this URL in our show notes and on our website. Now back to today's guest.
One of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show is because I'm 75% gray. Okay. And so my hair is a challenge, right? It's like multi-tonal. But I get that root. I have it right now. It's been 2.5 weeks.
It grows fast.
So I'm in the chair every 4 weeks. And and you had such great insights into, for anybody who's looking to like work with their grays instead of work against them.
Yeah.
Transitioning to gray, we've got this question in our Facebook chat room as well. So maybe you could shed some light on how to help people out working with their grays. So we don't see so many people in the pandemic had literally white hair to like their ear, and then it was brown or red or whatever, because they don't know how.
Yeah.
So what, maybe you could help share what your insights were.
For sure. Okay. So the whole thing around like gray hair, I say it's gray is an illusion. It's not a color. It's like a shade, right? Mm-hmm. When it comes to color. So gray is a combination of white and pigmented hair. So I always take into consideration what is the percentage of white versus pigmented hair still.
Okay.
And if it's, you know, anything like less than 60, Mm-hmm. I opt to use semi-permanent. But then there's times that people that have like 80% white and they want it covered, mm-hmm. and I still will use demi-permanent because I feel like there's no need to lift it anymore. You know, mm-hmm. when it comes to white coverage, like I don't think you need to lift what's already white. Mm-hmm. And permanent color has a lift aspect to it. And a lot of people go, well, I don't like my hair after like 3 weeks because it starts going like reddish or brass.
Yeah.
And that's the lift that comes back mm-hmm. out. So like
that color, happens to me.
Yeah. And so I'm always like, okay, so let's avoid that problem. And get the coverage with demi, which works if you yeah. formulate correctly at the right level with the right peroxide. It does cover really well. And the grow out is a lot softer.
Yeah.
For people who want to transition out of coloring their hair, they've been doing that. You can switch over to demi color and slowly over time increase the level of that. So I'm not one of those people that's like, okay, you have hair down to here that's like white and then you have all this colored hair. Let's just bleach it all out and mm-hmm. do the, there is a guy that's really great at that, Jack Martin.
Okay.
He's like the king of that. Oh. I give him that, like mm-hmm. he does it best. You know, it's like a 12-hour process.
Yeah.
And it takes months to get in with him, but that's what he does and he does it very well. I'm not as courageous.
Yeah.
And like, okay, let's go in, you know? So I would rather do it the more, like my advice would be like to do it the more gentle, mm-hmm. longer approach.
Yeah.
If you can. And I would just switch over to demi color and over time increase the level so that it's a slow gradient out. And then eventually you'll get to the white mm-hmm. and then you can start low lighting that lightest yeah. last base into your white.
Right.
And then do less and less and less low lighting until it's gradually all white.
Yeah.
You know, it's there's different ways to go about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, this is what I was such a light bulb moment for me mm-hmm. was because I get that root. So I'm in there every 4 weeks and you were saying, well, I'm seeing banding. Mm-hmm. And so that idea was that you mentioned to me was like, eventually you mm-hmm. want to ditch the base color.
Yeah.
And that I thought for was sure. so powerful because I think for a lot of women, we get in this mindset where it's like, obliterate it, yeah. you know? And so it's about that constant root touch up. But I loved this idea. And I think this yeah. is such a great tip for so many people is to get to that goal of just not having a base color, just yeah. working with, you know, so you want to transition to that white or gray or whatever you mm-hmm. naturally have mm-hmm. at this moment mm-hmm. in your life. And then working with highlights, low lights and mid lights.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's why I remember you saying like the demi is yeah. so powerful because yeah. you're working away from that stain on your root yeah. constantly totally. Doing that.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And so when you say, like you're lightening, you want to every few months yeah. lighten
the formulation,
the base color.
Yeah.
Right?
And like you said, like yeah. don't go for an opaque, like full shoe. Coverage.
Yeah. But because you get that shoe polish. Kind
exactly.
of look.
Yeah. Exactly. Because then as it grows out, then now you still have the same problem. Now you,
yeah.
you have to be there for 2 weeks.
100%. Yeah.
So you can yeah. buy yourself a week and a half, two in between. So you can go a month. And it's not as harsh of a month.
Yeah, like yeah. I have regrowth right now, but I use demi-permanent and it's so much softer.
Yeah.
In terms of like there is no
hard.
This is where, yeah. oh, you went 4 weeks ago,
yeah.
3 weeks
yeah,
ago.
Exactly.
Like, it's like a tree.
Yeah.
You cut open a tree.
Yeah. No, it's so true though. No, it's
yeah.
actually true. Yeah, because you see more and more. And
yeah,
it just...
and then you're like, oh, she was broke for 6 months. She didn't go there, you know?
Yeah.
No. Anyway, okay.
Red. Like who else is it good for, the demi color? Like, do you use it on everyone now or it's just for certain scenarios?
For the most part, I lean towards a demi. I just like the way it looks. It looks more natural. It has, to me, it has more of like a reflection to it because some of the white, you know, every hair is different. So some yeah. of the white will grab a little bit more goldy. Some mm-hmm. of it will grab a little deeper. So it creates like a very soft dimensional outcome.
Yeah.
Redheads, I mean, I use permanent because yes. we want the warmth. Like you want the lift and you want the warmth yeah. if they commit to a permanent situation.
Right.
Anyone that has like warmth to their hair, I love a permanent for because it delivers warmth.
Yeah.
But my experience, it's like you can, you know, want as ash as you want and it can be an ashy color for a few weeks and then it starts to fade towards that place of like, right. oh, it's brass or it's red. So if you don't want that warmth to it, go with demi-permanent.
Okay.
Because you won't get that lift mm-hmm. factor.
Yeah, so okay. you have way less brassiness, basically.
I would, yeah, yeah. I would
yeah.
say so.
Way less, yeah.
Okay, I love so. That tip. You were really excited about something that was going to come to North America.
Yeah.
6 months ago. It was like a cream
yeah.
formula
yeah.
versus whatever that you usually use. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did that ever come to North America, or maybe you could explain that?
I'm going to be inquiring about that actually this week while I'm here. But it's
what is it the Europeans have that we don't? We always want what we don't have. So what is it?
It's so funny because, okay, so I'm a brand ambassador from Rock and Oil, yes. And they have their Demi, the Calypso glosses.
Yeah.
In Europe, they don't have the liquid, from what I understand. They have the cream, mm-hmm. Demi. Here, we don't have the cream, but we have the liquid.
Yeah.
And I've used the cream now on a lot of my clients' hair as a base, like the Demi bases to blend their white or cover the white. And it works beautifully. I'm like obsessed with it. And I was so excited. I'm still excited that I've heard that it's coming here.
Okay.
So if you do choose to go the Demi route, have your colorist get access to that and use it, because it's really beautiful.
What's it called so people know?
It's Color Calypso.
Moroccan Oil Color Calypso.
Cream. Demi Permanent. Yeah. Demi Permanent Cream Color.
And it's only professional, as Jill said.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So colorists, band together, march in the streets. You need the cream formula.
Like, call up Moroccan Oil. Like, we need this.
Yeah. At our salon. It's
cream color. Cream
it's so
color.
Good. Okay. It's so good.
Okay. And as a celebrity hair colorist, what are some tools and products that you could not live without? Our listeners love a, you know, shopping cart recommendation. So yeah, what would be in like your kit or something that might apply to them?
I feel like everybody styles their hair, and there's like different round brushes out there. I love the Ibiza round brushes. Like when we do anything like hair wise, like I have to have those with me.
What's it called?
Ibiza.
Oh, like the party place?
Yeah. Okay. Ibiza, yeah. They have really good bristles on them. They're gentle on the hair.
Okay.
The lighter ones are great for blondes. The darker bristles are great for brunettes.
Hmm.
But I just feel like that's something really important. Tangle teaser. I cannot live without a tangle teaser.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Love a tangle teaser.
Me too.
And now, well, not now, but they've had it for a minute. But first, when they came out, they didn't have handles on them.
Right.
And our hands are like slippery and like things are like flying out all the time. But now that they have handles on them, love it. It can't be without a tangle teaser.
And Jill informed me that they have them for dogs now, which I still...
Yeah, they do.
Really?
They do have
tangle teaser for dogs?
Specific... Smart,
I didn't
right?
know that, but that is smart.
Yeah.
And like pet tangle teasers or whatever.
Yeah. Anything else in your kit?
Like when you're traveling,
or what do you
were
give
just...
your clients?
I love Shimomura's masks and their serums that they have for hair.
Okay.
Like this is like... I've done hair for 18 years. Like 13 years ago, I was in a salon and a client came in, a new client to me. And I was like, I can't touch your hair. And it was like, obviously I was going to lose out like 3 hours of work at the time. And I was happy to, because I said, you know, that the health of your hair is just as important. So I was like looking through like what we had on the counter.
Yeah.
And I saw the Shimomura Ultimate. It was called Ultimate Remedy at the time. Now it's called Ultimate Reset.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like desperately looking for something for really ultra damaged hair. Gave her the mask. I was like, go use this stuff. Let's see how your hair does. She came back in like a month and her hair completely transformed.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, this is forever. Like we're going to use this for the girls that like go through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the serum as well, I'm obsessed with. It's like the dual pump serum, Ultimate Reset.
Oh.
Reset. Yeah. Okay. And then they have their moisture masks, which is great. It's in the orange tub. I just love their products. I really do. Yeah. I think
I remember using them, and I remember distinctly receiving the press kit because it was all about hair as fabric.
Yeah.
That's how they treat it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it is like make it into like silk.
Yeah.
Mm. It was like groomed to look like silk. It was insanely beautiful. And you just know everything they do is, you know, that.
Yeah.
And because it is made in Japan.
And what else?
Lately, I've been working with ePress.
Yes.
Yeah. They're really great because they've simplified it in a way where it's like you could use it as a pro or you could use it at home.
Yeah.
The home kit comes with like a bottle and like it's like a spray bottle. You fill it with water. It says exactly how much. You put a vial of the ePress in it and then you can do these treatments at home. It's really easy. Like on damp hair, you spray it in, leave it on, rinse it out.
Yeah. I totally f***ed up the first time I used it. I used the whole bottle on head. But it was so good. Uh-huh. Like I actually recommend
that. You can't overdo it, right?
It was so smooth after. I actually do. And then I properly read it and I used like a third or a half and I was like, it's actually better when you use the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just empty out that bottle. It's good.
Yeah. I have such passion for anything that like allows us to make massive changes on hair, but keep it healthy.
Yeah.
Not to bore everyone with my own story, but like when I was a kid, I would see these kids come back like from summer break and they had these like beautiful highlights in and whatever. And I was like, I always had dark hair and I wanted to be like, I want to look like them. So I got bleach and did my hair and it turned hot orange. And I wanted it to be like theirs. I wanted it to be like these like perfect, like creamy blondes. So I would get different bleaches and stuff. And I eventually got my hair light, but then my hair was like mush. It was just like pre any bonders or whatever. It was just like coming off my head. So I was like, what? Like I always wanted to have that look without damage. And so along my career, different products have come out. Like I was saying, you have to stay with the times and see like what's newest, greatest, whatever. And ePress is definitely one of those. I put it to test on like a swatch. I purposely like damaged the hell out of this like human hair swatch and put it on. And then I rinsed it off and I didn't put any conditioner or anything. I just dried it to see what it feels like. And it actually looked like hair again.
Incredible. Wow.
Which was I was like, okay, I'm sold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for everyone listening, this is what you've talked about before, Carlene, but it's from the founders, one of the original chemists of Olaplex, correct? Yeah. So it's all about bond building and hair repair.
I think that says it all too. It's like Olaplex was invented, I don't know what, 20 years ago?
10 years.
But this is like hit the newer innovation from the same chemist.
Yeah.
It's like,
genius.
Yeah,
genius.
No, it's really, I've seen a lot of change with it. Yeah.
Okay. And is there a third? Is there one more before we go?
When you traveled from LA to Paris to New York, London, what is like, if you don't have it in your bag, you're freaking out.
K18 is really great.
Yeah.
I have to say, I have to have that with me too.
Yeah.
I love K18 as well.
Yeah.
So this is a plot twist question for you, Matt. Our last question, what has been the most memorable moment in your career so far that has to do with hair transformations you were involved in, and what made it so unforgettable? What happened and what did you take from that?
Okay. So I have a cousin. When I was 13, I always knew I wanted to do hair color specifically. And when I was 13, I convinced her, she was 26. I was like, oh, let's do some highlights on you. I was visiting from out of state and we were in Simi Valley at the time. And I was like away from my parents. So now I could like play with color. Cause it wasn't very much like, I mean, in the beginning they were like, okay, boys don't do hair. Like you're going to go to college. And then they started to accept it because they saw it's something that I'm like sticking to. So I was like all pumped up. I'm in California with my cousin. I convinced her to do it. I'd never seen anyone get highlights done other than like sitting outside of a salon or like that. But I've never been inside like up close. Anyway, so I convinced her to do it. I had no idea what I was doing. We bought some bleach from Sally's. I destroyed her hair. It was so bad. She went in, she goes to the shower.
Sorry to laugh.
No,
sorry.
It's horrible. It was horrible. But she goes in the shower and I just hear her screaming. And my aunt's like, what the hell is going on over there? So she goes in there. She comes out crying. She looks like a leopard. Like so many different like spots. Hair's broken off. It looked a hot mess. I felt so bad. And then my aunt goes, well, we're going to have to go fix this now. So we got to go to a salon and I got to sit there and watch this woman come out with a tray full of color and like cotton and like paper and like foils and 6 hours of work. Wow. At the time, it was like somewhere in the $600 range by the time it was all said and done. This is like years ago.
Right.
Now it would be like thousands of dollars. And I was like, wow, she took something that was so screwed up and made it look so much better. And I was like, I'm definitely doing this career. Like I want to do what she does, be able to fix. And so along my career, I've just been fixing. Like that's just how it always starts with a new client. Somebody comes in, needs a fix, and then we go from there.
Never living that down. You're just still making up for it today.
Keep going.
Your cousin gets free color for life.
Which is funny you say that because she like, I think this was on Facebook a couple of years ago and she wrote me, she's like, I see all the beautiful hair you do, but I'm too PTSD to ever let you do my hair. She will not. I don't think she'll ever come to me. Yeah. And I don't blame her. It was so bad. You guys, like, it was I destroyed her hair, but I was 13. She was 26. She should have said no.
13. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I convinced her.
Come on.
Though. Yeah.
Come on, guys. Yeah. Expectations.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Breaking Beauty.
Thank you.
So great to see you again.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix.
Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.